The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hey, this episode is sponsored by Hearsay Live. Ever want to jump into live, unfiltered chats about the latest drama, spill your own tea, or just eavesdrop on real people talking wild? Check out Hearsay Live, where audio lovers connect instantly. No sign up, no bots, just hop in, talk to strangers worldwide, or listen to live convos happening right now. It's raw, real, and super addictive. Head to hearsay.live and join the vibe today. Hearsay Live. Talk. Listen. Connect.
There's something really weird going on with Pedro Pascal, because just in a couple of years, he's now seemingly everywhere. In just the last month alone, he's been in three major movies: Materialists, Eddington, and The Fantastic Four. This is combined with The Last of Us Season 2, The Mandalorian, and the Grogu movie announcement, along with his upcoming Marvel commitments. It's like almost everywhere you turn, there's Pedro Pascal everywhere. He's constantly being adorned in the media. He's in every single major movie and TV show, and his omnipresence is almost overwhelming. So, what's the formula to his success? Why is he suddenly everywhere? What's the reason for all of this? Well, he himself has actually said that in high-stress situations, quote, "there's a certain level of anxiety that helps me do good work. It helps me be aware of the things I need to be aware of. Anxiety is something I've lived with since I was a child, so it's part of my chemistry. I don't know what kind of person I'd be without it. It's something that I manage, but it's also part of what makes me, me." And you see, he always mentions that he has this struggle with constant anxiety, and that this anxiety leads him to being more successful and work even harder. But when the anxiety is too overwhelming, he copes with this with physical touch and affection. But this whole facade of being this likable, relatable guy, whilst being one of the biggest Hollywood stars in the world right now, is leading to some public scrutiny online, as he appears to try and be this likable, relatable guy who struggles too, just like the common man, having anxiety and emotional issues. But when you actually look at his behavior, it seems like this is completely false, and he's using this whole identity to have public affairs in public while not ruining his massive success in Hollywood at the same time. You see, if he was openly having affairs and sleeping with everyone in Hollywood, that wouldn't go very well with his wholesome, likable image. His family-friendly, inclusive image is essential to all of his Hollywood roles, and yet there seems to be this strange side of his personality that keeps creeping up. And so coincidentally, it seems like his PR team has spun up this word of anxiety to mask all of his strange behavior. But now it's becoming too obvious, as we've seen with a new Fantastic Four movie press tour, where he's been constantly touching, hugging, stroking, and so obviously being physical with his co-star Vanessa Kirby.
Where have you been?
I've been busy.
I know, baby.
Answering questions about you.
You can't leave me alone that long. That's a little too long, baby.
From stroking hands, Kirby literally stroking his face, and the two just hugging all the time in public has made people wonder what's really going on behind the scenes. Especially when...
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Pedro put his hands over Vanessa, smiling as though they're in a relationship about to have a baby together, all while she's pregnant with her fiancé. And it turned out that this wasn't even the only time his anxiety has led to some really questionable, creepy behavior. For example, take this resurfaced video of Pedro with Willem Dafoe.
Oh, there you go.
Over the shoulder.
Here we go.
We can see William and Pedro are laughing together, seemingly like friends, with Pedro even slightly touching William for a split second, just before touching William's wife, and openly flirting with her right in front of William, trying to get physical and flirting with her while playing it off just like they're friends. And William's face tells you everything. They go from laughing, being somewhat friendly, to suddenly William looking at him with a very serious face, clearly being pissed with Pedro. And to be honest, what man wouldn't be, with some other guy touching your wife up? In fact, there's actually countless videos of these sorts of things. Like when Pedro Pascal was on the red carpet and wrapped his arm tightly around Sarah Paulson, rubbing it up and down repeatedly while whispering something into her ear. It's a really awkward moment as Sarah doesn't seem to be into this, but because the clip was so short, it's really hard to tell what was actually going on here. Dakota Johnson's also said that Pascal takes her clothes and wears them, which on the surface, the media reports to be just Pedro being sexually ambiguous. But in reality, it's really strange and creepy behavior. Dakota also revealed that Pedro suggested that she start an adult content subscription site, all to sell photos of her feed to the public, which was a really strange thing to say. People are starting to think that this might just be a case of a virtue signaling, sexually ambiguous guy, pretending to be this cool, likable, chill guy who doesn't follow societal norms, using this as a front to be a creep. And the more famous he gets, and the more Hollywood puts him in every single film, and promotes him in all the media that they own, the more that he can actually get away with all of this behavior. But people are starting to catch on that Pedro is using a disguise to screw other people's wives, all while never seemingly getting any controversy in the media for doing so, which is why the meme is spreading online that there's something wrong with him, but it just can't be proven yet. With people saying, quote, "I've never seen a 50-year-old man act like this before. Guys, the famous movie star that goes to parties and raves has anxiety, and that's why he must touch his female co-stars. He seems friendly and fun, but a little too friendly and fun." When you know there's something weird about Pedro Pascal, but you just can't prove it yet. Well, everyone knows all of this stuff. We can see it in plain view. These strange moments are racking up tens of millions of views. And yet, somehow, nobody in Hollywood or even the mainstream media calls him out on any of this. Why is he being so protected by the media and Hollywood, while simultaneously being pushed onto everyone, getting place in every single film that's coming out these days? Well, there's a lot more going on than you might think. You see, Pedro Pascal is just simply a brand. He's the new guy to seemingly revive Hollywood.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Not just because he's talented, but because he perfectly embodies Hollywood's favorite currency, virtue signaling. He'll mention every single talking point Hollywood studios love to virtue signal about. He plays into being a Latino, non-gendered, pro every stance that Hollywood demands you to be kind of guy, whilst also being anti anything that might not look perfect for his brand. And because he's so valuable to Hollywood, with barely any controversies, and seemingly ticking every single box that Hollywood looks for, he's now being pushed onto everyone, in an attempt to revive Hollywood movies that seem to bomb every single time. It's why he seems to get a golden pass on anything, publicly clashing with whoever he's told is the enemy. Like in April 2025, when Pedro Pascal randomly called out Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling's celebration of an anti-transgender court ruling heinous loser behavior, which just seems so out of place and random. And then a month later, almost as if it was coordinated at the Cannes Film Festival in May 2025, he randomly came out to make a statement about US immigration policy, saying, quote, "Fear is the way they win," urging everyone to keep telling stories and fight back against political intimidation. He was also on all those Imagine videos, where all the celebrities would do a cringe virtue signaling ritual.
Imagine no possessions.
He's also infamous for having these bland opinions, saying exactly what you'd expect of an actor at the top of Hollywood to say every single time. Which makes you realize this isn't about genuine activism, it's just calculated branding. To appear socially conscious without ever risking Hollywood profits at the box office, he won't go as far as someone like Rachel Zegler, but he'll go just far enough as to look like he's a virtuous moral man. And so, of course, casting him just becomes an easy shorthand for studios to signal their moral credibility, without ever actually going too far. It's why it seems like everything he does is never actually authentic or real. He can seemingly say anything he wants, and unlike other similar actors, he'll never actually be dropped. He'll only ever be promoted even more. For example, just look at the difference between him and his former Mandalorian co-star, Gina Carano. While Pedro faced no professional consequences for his political statements, Gina was fired from the Star Wars franchise in February 2021 for her own controversial social media posts. But because what she said didn't fit into the Hollywood narrative, she was dropped from everything and completely blacklisted forever. It was so bad that Gina's lawsuit against Disney explicitly highlights this disparity, noting that Pedro compared Trump supporters to Nazis and supported Black Lives Matter and defund the police without ever facing discipline. The lawsuit documented that Pedro could say whatever he wanted, as long as it fit the studio's political talking points, claiming that, quote, he was not disciplined and required to review documentaries on any of these topics, or even speak to individuals with contrary points of view or pressure to ever apologize. And yet Gina today is completely forgotten about, while Pedro is pushed everywhere. He'll dress up all strange, wearing whatever looks good for his Hollywood strategic branding, and play the anxiety card whenever he can. And with such a perfect disguise, he's seemingly untouchable, meaning he can flirt.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1. Download Rocket Money. Step 2. Link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3. Create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
And possibly do more with other men's wives, and still get rewarded by Hollywood and put in almost every single movie, with nothing in the media even criticizing him. In fact, maybe all of this controversy with Vanessa is calculated too, with this whole social media storm being calculated to get more eyes on the Fantastic Four film, and milk Pedro even more for every dollar possible. But whatever the case is, it's clear that he's a perfect Hollywood puppet, and he'll do whatever he's told as long as he can get more and more fame.